Yes, it is. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, for the love and warmth that we felt today with all of our brothers and sisters here locally. And we just praise you for the time together. And Lord, we just thank you for this outreach also, because we have that same warmth and feeling, even though we're in some cases thousands of miles away. And Lord, we thank you for that heartfelt love that you've given us through Jesus, your son. And we praise you, Lord, that that love will carry through to the end. And we'll all at one time, at some time in the hopefully near future, we'll all be together up in glory, picnicking up there with you, Lord. And that'd be awesome. We praise you for it. Father, Lord, we ask and thank you for the open heaven that we have. Thank you for all the great testimonies that are coming and have already come and gone. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you for all that you're doing in our lives as well, getting us ready for this mighty outpouring. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Anybody got a prayer request? Yes, Missy.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this on the outreach, but I know my great uncle, he was in the hospital. I think he was 92. He was in the hospital for pneumonia. He came home the other day, and then early in the next morning, he passed away. Did we pray for him? I know we did. I think we did in the morning prayer meeting, but anyway. So, Father, I just I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you kept him here as long as he needed to be until he was ready to go and be with you. And I believe he is with you, Lord. And I just pray that you would comfort the family, especially Aunt Anna Mae and Denise and Vicky and the grandkids, Lord, and all the rest of the family, and that this would be an opportunity for the gospel, Lord, and that ones would be saved through it, Lord, and they would, many would realize how short life is and not take it for granted, even though Uncle Orvin was as old as he was, Lord, that you would just even speak to the hearts of the younger generations, Lord, and help them to know, Lord, that they're not on this earth, Lord, for the pleasures of this world, but to give you glory, honor, and praise, and to live their life for you, because you're the creator of heaven and earth, Lord, and you're our almighty God, and we're put here to glorify you, to come into your image, Lord, to live our lives for the purpose of bringing others into the kingdom too, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure. I don't think that I mentioned it. Did I mention about my cousin, my mom's cousin, Penny, who had cancer, and she was supposed to have a surgery on her brain on Tuesday. I don't know how that turned out, but I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your mighty work in her life, Lord, too, and that she be on this earth until you're finished with her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Debbie. It works better when you unmute.
You're right. I put out a blog last night about where did one go? Prayer for Victory's daughter, my granddaughter, Kat May. She got fever and got sick a day or two ago. And all of a sudden, out of that, she developed a really bad ear infection. She went to school. She seemed okay, but she came home and was not feeling well. And Victor realized she had an ear infection because her ear hurt her really bad just through the touch and was red and swollen. And so she called me and we prayed and we rebuked that. And I talked to her about standing in faith. Again, Lord's really been helping me speak with her and she's been hearing. And she told me, I'm just praying for God to heal this. I don't want to take her to a doctor. I just want God to heal it. And so we really prayed. And this morning about 3 o'clock, I guess Kat May woke up still crying and a lot of pain in her ear. And we're just trying to comfort her and soothe her and praying over her and saying that praying with her that God was going to heal her ear. And so she gets up this morning and she was just fine. Kat May was just fine. And so God, he healed her. And I just praise God because we prayed he would and believed God would do it and had to keep knowing that it was going to be done. And so when I was going to call them, I was just anticipating hearing gladness in her voice and everything to the point where I felt like I really saw it was my vivid imagination, just imagining it or a vision of Victory just rejoicing in their house because Kevin was healed. So I called her and yeah, she was just, they were talking real excitedly and happy. I thought, oh, this is good. So then I said, how's Kat May? And she goes, she's healed. She got up this morning and she's just fine. The redness is gone. The pain is gone. And so I thank everyone for praying. And she really appreciates it. She appreciates everyone's prayers. So.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome God. All right, anyone else? Yes, Ria.
I got a short testimony. I was away this week. I left Tuesday afternoon for work. We went to Brisbane and then came back Thursday morning. And the company asked me to attend this meeting. And I said, well, the kids have got like an annual swim carnival or gala or meet. I don't know what you call it. That some of the other schools invite the homeschoolers to participate. And I took the day off on Thursday to attend it. I put leave in and I really wanted to be there. And the company said, I've got to attend this meeting. And I said, okay, well, I'll go if I can be back on time. So we had to fly in to Brisbane on Wednesday night to Melbourne, from Brisbane to Melbourne Wednesday night. And then I would have taken one of the first flights back from Melbourne over to Tasmania, and it's a short hour flight. But something that's very interesting that I've noticed, because I haven't traveled for forever. I used to be a, what do you call, a platinum member or whatever it is with the frequent flyer clubs because I'm traveling so much. And when I traveled now, I opened up my app and I got 0 points. They've all been, I haven't traveled for so long that I've got 0 points. And I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. I don't have any points. That means I've been with my family. For 5 years, I was so happy because I'm not used to traveling anymore. But the whole time I had to come against the bad report because for one, Qantas, the airline, the main airline here in Australia, they are struggling since after COVID. It's just a complete shambles. They just, all the flights are delayed all the time. They've got not enough staff is basically the biggest problem. They can't, after they laid off everybody and putting those vaccine mandates, they are struggling to get people in. So everyone was talking a bad report about all these flights are delayed. And I just came against it and I said, Lord, I really only had like a half an hour gap from when I came back to be on time to get to the swimming. I just prayed against it the whole time. And it was quite interesting because I was quite happy with this trial because the Thursday morning, got to the airport and we sit at the plane and they go, just as we're about to board, they say, the flight's going to be delayed by just 10 minutes. I go, okay. And then they said another 10 minutes. They said, no, there's some emergency light that's coming on. The engineer will have a look at it. Now, in my past experience with flying, once that happens, when they start delaying it a little bit, then they cancel the flight after a while. You know, just go cancel the flight and go to another airline. And I just texted Claire and I said, we'll pray against this. We pray that this flight's going to be right on time. I'm not worried and they'll fix it. A long story short, the flight was delayed, but I got on and I didn't have any checking luggage. So by the time the flight arrived in Tasmania, I was right in front of the plane. I could walk out. I walked straight out through the airport into the car. I arrived at swimming just as Daniel was standing there getting ready for the first event. He saw me. I waved. I was right there next to the pool. I wasn't stressed or fearful or anything. It was so wonderful. And I really said to the Lord, at one stage, I thought the enemy was trying to come and tell me all the time the flight's going to get canceled. Then at one point, I said to the Lord as I got back, and I really thanked him for that trial. I thought, how cool was that to just have a trial of faith on a Thursday morning? It was actually quite nice. I was really quite joyful in it. And I just wanted to thank the Lord for that. To go, well, you know, I've been with this Institute of Sustainable Minerals where we're at, and it was all about climate change and the weather impact. And it was really quite a struggle to be at a university for me. And I thought, oh, I had at least that. And I couldn't talk to anybody about faith or nothing. But at least I had this little trial of faith. So I just thank God for that in the little things. It was really wonderful. I was there right on time. So praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, that was an awesome testimony. Thank you, Lord, for getting him there to see Daniel. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yes, Missy. Julia, mark it down, number two.
I just thought I was just going to give a testimony. I'd ask for some prayer on Signal today and yesterday and today. I was just like feeling so out of it. That's all I'll just say. And so I put on Signal and and after time, I felt better and better and better and better. And I feel 100%. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Blood of Jesus.
Amen. It's wonderful when a bunch of believers get together and pray and know that their prayers are going to be answered. It's awesome.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
All right. Anyone else? Is that you, Phil, or Alana, or both of you?
It's both of us.
I have a prison
report. Okay. Oh, let me. I just wanted to let you know that the fellowship today, the dinner was probably the best that we've had in this 12 years that I've been here. I certainly wish y'all were here to enjoy it. Boy.
we certainly missed out on your fellowship, but we'll give you that much for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, praise the Lord. I have a praise report.
Okay.
I got a free barbecue. I was looking for barbecue grills and looking and everything was expensive. And I got a large size charcoal grill. It's going to be nice. It's sublime. Just free, 99, you know.
Free.
So praise the Lord. I was praise looking for God. A grill and the Lord provided.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That is
praise
awesome.
The Lord.
Thank you, Father. Free is the best price I've ever run across. I hadn't, unless somebody wants to pay me to take something, you know. That is awesome. Okay. Anyone else? Well, this is the last Thursday in the month, isn't it? Okay, y'all ready to praise the Lord? I am too. I enjoy that. Okay, let's just get started then. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, and ask that you receive our praises to you tonight, because we're all going to be participating in the name of Jesus. Let's see. Give me a minute here. I got to close out some stuff. Okay, let's go now. Not an idiot.
You came from heaven's throne, acquainted with our sorrow, to trade the debt we owe, your suffering for our freedom. The Lamb of God in my place, your blood poured out, my sin erased. It was my
This next song that we...
Oh, the land.
damage stains and never fade. Grace that never gets old. Mercy that's new each day. And rest for our weary souls. Your blood was red. My heart was black. You made it white. You made it live. Your blood was red. My heart was black. You made it white. You made it live.
His glory. Holy, cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I,
woe unto me, woe unto me, I'm undone, for mine eyes have seen the King Almighty.
Seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying,
whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Lord, here I am. Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Lord, here I am. Thank you.
said that he would bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne.
Wait for you through the storm and through the night. has given us. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. And the things of earth will grow strangely cleansing flood. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Praise to the King.
King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. Beyond our galaxy, you are holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs. Battles and every knee will bow before.
I've seen you move.
I've seen you move.
I've seen you move.
You move the mountains.
And I believe.
And I believe.
And I believe.
I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no
and
way.
I believe.
And I believe.
And I believe.
I'll see you do it again.
Way.
I'll see you do. Still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Every praise
is to our God.
Take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody. Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To the King in Lord, I worship. never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest times, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after. Running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running. You have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
You put mercy. so good with every breath that I am able. I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
take credit for the breath in these lungs. My only boast is in the work you have done. This heart's a vessel, and the love that pours out, let it be sweet perfume poured out on you. I give you the glory, all of the glory. I give you the glory again and again. This praise is it for me. My worship is only to give you the glory forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. There's only one name who deserves every song, who's worth my reverence and my purest response. High above every other, it's all for you. Oh, it's all.
Thank you.
let it be Jesus, the first name that I call, let it be Jesus, my song inside the storm. I'll never need another. For me, and to live is Christ. For me, and to live is Christ. God, I pray your name above everything. Let it be, let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. From the rising of the sun, and let it be Jesus. When all is said,
and there's a name I will remember.
the same God today and the same God tomorrow. Help me see the victory you already see. Let my faith be today what it will be tomorrow. When I've seen the victory you already see. The battle has been won. On your promise I stand.
Did I miss anybody?
Hey, Michael, I sent you a song to the Faith 144
okay,
this morning.
Just a minute. Okay, let me look here. Was it Lion? Lana? Hello?
He's talking to me, Daddy, and I'm muted.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. It was, I think it's called 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
I don't guess I got it. I didn't see it.
It's really funny because I sent it last month and I sent it to the other address and you didn't get it either.
Well, start sending it to my right email, I guess. I don't know. I have, but you know what it is. It's that one that I had and then the Faith one. Somebody else did the same thing to me. I'll tell you something. They're messing with their email.
Yeah.
They are. Okay. That Matt Redman?
Matt Redman. Yeah. 10,000 Reasons.
Coming up.
Okay. Cool.
After this one.
God of Jacob, great I am, King of angels, Son of Man. Voice of many waters, song of heaven strong, louder than the thunder, make your glory known.
Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar.
Roar,
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 roar. God of Zion, prophet spoke, our Messiah, flesh and bone,
prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Oh, valley, be raised up. On mountain, be made low. Oh, valley, be raised up.
Thousand reasons for my heart to
You have to play that one, Michael. You can't start it and stop.
All right, I will.
Come on. got to say.
This means more.
You can't be breaking down and falling out.
This means more.
You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word.
This means more.
You're going to break out some praise.
This means more.
Last time.
This means more.
Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
I love that song. But I do. I want to get my Bible out and just go to whacking at the enemy, don't y'all?
It's good just to shout out some good verses while that song is on. You know, like Luke 10, 19 and 20.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a little bit.
We got the authority. I'll read up. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Did I miss anyone tonight? I hope I didn't. Marilyn, that thing was way down in my, you must have sent that this morning sometime. I've been gone all day.
Well, and no problem. It's really funny. I was on the phone with Julie when I was getting ready to send it. We were, you know, going to pray and we prayed that you would get it. So. You got it.
I got it. I got it. Yeah, I did. It was way down in the emails. I get too many emails.
I'll be sure to
go all the way through the hours of the day. Because it does. It lifts the hours, you know. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request before we leave tonight? Close out. Well, Father God, I just thank you for the last one, all of us, the praise songs we had tonight, Lord, and they were a joy and uplifting my spirit. It stirred my spirit in many instances, and I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you were delighted to hear these praise songs and us praising you with them, Lord, and I thank you for it. Lord, be with us as we go to sleep tonight or go to work, whatever it is, or just lax out today. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, Lana or Theo.
Hey, I just wanted to share a couple praise reports here. On Tuesday, we prayed about the bolts that were missing from Abigail's crib at David and Elena's house. And we went over there and brought them some dinner and found out shortly before we arrived that David had looked in a box and they were not there. It was, I think, one of the first boxes he looked in. And a few hours later, the Lord put it in his heart to go there again. And lo and behold, the bolts were there. So little Abigail got her crib the other night.
Amen. My angel brought it back, didn't
he? Amen. That's exactly what happened.
Thank you, Father.
And then Tuesday, I was very encouraged by my conversation with my sister Jennifer and very prayerful for her and my other sisters over the course of the days following that conversation. And so I've been lifting them up to the Lord and praising him for the work that he's doing in their lives by faith. I don't really have any details. I've just been walking by faith for them. But so tonight we went over to my parents' house and the enemy tried to steal all that away. through my senses, through what I saw, the things I heard, my emotions. It just left me so disheartened. It just, like, there's this expression in Russian, your hands are lowered, right? When we want to lift our hands up to the Lord, they're just being shoved down. And I knew that, there was oppression coming at me. So while we were listening to the praise and worship, I started rebuking my senses and I started claiming before the Lord all the things that I was believing for my family, that I was not going to receive the bad report that I had witnessed today. And that the Lord, that I don't want to be, because I expressed to my husband, I said, I feel like I'm being jerked around. I'm on this high and now I'm feeling very low. And I said, I don't think I should be receiving that anymore because it's happened to me before regarding my family. And so I'm praising the Father for reminding me not to receive what my senses see and to, you know, not to go high, high, not to sit in the low lows, but to stand firmly on his word for my family. And continue to proclaim the salvation and the blessings and the work that he's doing in their lives. And I feel so much better and I feel so lighthearted now because the word of God stands and nothing else can take that away from me.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Yes, that goes for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, all right, y'all. Good night. See y'all next time.